Are you ready?
Ready to transform your life and step into the person that you say you want to be.
Ready to stop talking and start doing?
I'm Ange, a health and fitness coach.
And I'm Ashley, a Reiki master and energy healer. And we are here to help you do exactly that.
And you're busy. We get that, because we are too.
But even with the challenges and chaos, you deserve and can live a life full of absolute joy, happiness, and purpose.
We want you to join us in taking radical responsibility so that you can take everything in your life to that next level.
Have the best sex of your life.
Live in a body that you love.
Let go of worry and stress.
And live in total alignment.
You're happier, healthier, an amazing life is waiting for you.
Let's get into today's episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Transform Your Life podcast. Ange, how are you doing, lovey?
I'm doing wonderful. Welcome to the end of January.
I feel like there's a culminating that comes with the end. We're at the end of the very beginning. And I think for me, what that represents is January is almost like a trial month. So you come up with all these things, but January is your time to do them and see what's working, see what needs editing and adjust. So that's what I've been doing with some of the goals that I've set. And one of the things that we chose to do is we're setting goals for the podcast, we're setting goals business-wise, we're setting goals together, separately. And one of the things that we wanted to do was bring you all something that taps into your life on a spiritual, intuitive level. And we want to come at you guys with more things that really light up our soul. And that is some of the things we tap into. And she wanted to like talk about some of those things before we dive in on this one that we're going to give you guys.
What do you mean? Like,
horoscopes and elements and really getting to know who you are. So those we love horoscopes. We love learning about the elements. We love diving into
astrological signs, the moon, all of that. Yeah, we're totally all about it.
Setting intentions on the new moon and like...
Yeah, yeah. And I think what we've come to realize is you are such an Aquarius and I am such a Sagittarius.
Totally.
And every time we read the qualities about it, it's like, yep, you nailed that one fully. And it's just, instead of feeling resistant about the fact that I am a blunt, honest bitch, it's like, that's just who I am. And I step into it versus trying to be somebody else. And so I'm a fire sign. And so we just tap into that a lot. And it allows us both to be more of who we are, because I'm not trying to be you. I'm not trying to be an Aquarius because I'm not a fucking Aquarius.
Exactly. And I think there's not only permission and acceptance, but there's an ownership and a celebration of that's who I am versus that like, oh, I wish I was more like her, or I want those qualities. You're not ever going to have a lot of those things, those qualities, those traits, those things, because it just doesn't, it's literally not in the stars, right? There's other things in the stars. And we want you guys all to know that too. When it comes to transforming your life, it is not about, oh, I want to do all the things she's doing and I need to do all the things that she's doing. It's about really kind of finding your own path and transforming. That's what we're here to do, is to help you guys transform based on what is calling your soul, not ours. And so we're going to try to remember to have the cards with us all the time. I have a set and Ange has a set, but we have a deck of cards here and they actually come from what's called the Maven Project. And there's a couple women who have come together to create these cards. They're like oracle cards. One of the ones who's a co-founder is Jenny Shemansky. I've talked about her on the podcast a little bit. She is an all-game facilitator. She's a Reiki master. She's a healer, a psychic, a medium. And she's collaborated with a few other women. One of the other women who's on the lead of this would be Ruth Montgomery. She actually started the Maven Project. But anyways, we wanted to give you a little background about where these cards came from. And they come from... yeah, a bunch of powerful women who are fucking crushing it, and they decided to create these intuitive cards. And so we're going to, each episode, select a card. And so, Ange, I just want you to set the intention. I'm going to shuffle the cards here and pick our first card and just...
Okay, sounds good. So our intention with this is to ask the cards each week, what does our audience, the person listening, the woman or man listening, what do they need to know?
Yes, and we're going to, and then once it's pulled, we're going to kind of dive into what that is a little bit.
All right.
So here we go. Okay, it says... Oh, it's perfect. When you take care of your body, your mind can flourish. I feel like that's a perfect January, end of January card.
Yes.
Right? Because to me, well, to me, it represents balance.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's like, I always say, when you take care of your body, it's like the only place you have to live, right? So you can have the nice car, you can have the nice house, but when you take care of your body, it is literally like you. And I think your mind can flourish, your life can flourish. But I think the self-care and the taking care of the body is really just like, if everything else is stripped away, until I'm dead, my body's still here. So taking care of it, it just is so, so important.
And I think too, the body is the manifestation of the mind. Right? And so what, and it pulls in all of the manifesting stuff that we've been talking about. It pulls in the ability to heal yourself and help yourself. Because your mind, or sorry, your body is that outward manifestation of what you believe. Right? And so when you believe that good food and moving your body and getting good rest and all of those other components, it really, it's a cyclical loop. Your body influences your mind, which then influences your body to your mind, your body to your, right? And it's this, so it's getting yourself into a cycle, that loop, that is positive versus negative.
So maybe we want to dive into ways in which we can take care of our body and ways in which maybe we in the past have struggled to take care of our bodies.
Absolutely. I think we should absolutely dive in on that. I think another piece that I want to talk about, when I think about taking care of your body, the piece, I don't know why this popped up, but it shows up as, I think of your body in connection to other people's bodies.
Okay, okay.
So thinking about the space that you occupy with your friends, with your lover, with your, and your body in space. So like sex, friendships, the connection of bodies too, and how that can impact our mind. If that makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So diving in on what were some of the horrible things that you've done to your body in the past that now you look at and you're like, whoa, girl, what the hell?
I think for the one thing that comes up a lot, I think, is I always thought that if I looked a certain way, then I would feel a certain way. And so when I was trying to take care of my body, I was like, oh, if I'm like 7% body fat, that's like taking care of my body, because then I'm going to be like optimal health. I'm going to be this amazing athlete. I thought taking care of my body was like pushing it to its limits. So surviving on barely any sleep, crushing every single workout, like only ever putting the healthiest food in my body, counting every single macro. But what happened and what I come to realize is that my mind was so fucked up. At that time, it still wasn't enough. And my mind was like loopy because A, I was on low body fat percentage, so I couldn't think clearly. And I was like needing to nap all the time and just feeling as though like I was like sludging through the day. And so I thought taking care of my body was like taking it to its like maximum full potential, is the way that I would say it. Was like, oh, if I'm just so lean. And what I realized was I actually just hated myself. My mind was polluted. And so the way that that ended is, yes, I was successful with like getting a pro card, but what I really realized was like my mind was in a really bad state because I was approaching this entire thing not from a place of care, but from a, like, place of a little bit of hatred, a little bit of, like, you're only good enough if you're at your maximum capacity, or you're only good enough when you're doing an hour of cardio a day and 2 hours of lifting and every single macro is counted. So really that wasn't self-care. It was really just, yeah, I don't know what you would call it, but it was like I was hating my body skinny kind of thing.
Mm, yeah. Wow. I love that that's, because I think a lot of us think, oh, well, if I get to a certain place, I will love my body. I will love myself. I'll finally have arrived at that, like, self-love place.
Yeah. And I just remember, like, looking in the mirror, even at, like, photo shoots and being like, you look terrible, girl. Like, that's where my mind was. And it's like, now I look at it and I'm like, holy moly, girl, what were you thinking? Yeah. What were you thinking? And yeah, just from the outside perspective, it probably looked like I was taking optimal care of my body, but I really wasn't. Right. I was just grinding it and chiseling it to a point of, like, nothingness, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
from a place of nothingness,
yeah,
almost, it sounds like. And I think for our listeners, when you say this, the part that I go to, and I have said this before, and it's similar to yours. I've never done bodybuilding or anything to that maximum, but I remembered after having, I think it was one of the kids, and I remember looking back to, like, a high school picture. And I remember thinking, in high school, I remember thinking, I'm so fat. Right? Like, I didn't like my body. I thought I was overweight. I was too tall. I was all the things. And then I remember looking at it from, like, this place of, like, post baby, wishing my body looked different, and looking back and going, I can't believe I fucking thought I was fat. Mm-hmm. I wish I was that fat right now. Right?
Exactly.
So I think a lot of us, for the people listening, I do think that we, regardless of where we are, we can look back to a time and think, oh, I was so much better then.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in that moment, we weren't even happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, thinking of that mindset piece, we weren't taking care of our body then, and the mind couldn't flourish.
No.
Right? And so looking at kind of where you were and where you are now, what are you noticing? What do you see? What shows up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think taking care of my body right now is so much more focused on moving well and moving in the way that feels right that day versus feeling as though it has to look a certain way. So taking care of my body is like, I feel like eating this thing right now. I feel like moving my body. And I think it's tapping into the intuitive part of, what does my body need right now? My body right now just needs to be horizontal and lie in Savasana and just, like, breathe. And that's taking care of my body. Okay. And taking care of my body is sometimes crushing deadlifts. And today I feel really strong and intuitively I'm going to pick up that heavy weight. But taking care of my body is always tapping into, okay, let's do a body scan. How are you feeling today? Where's your mind at today? What are you telling yourself when you're looking in the mirror? And then, what does my body need? My body needs gentle care today, or my body needs vegetables today, or whatever.
Yeah.
You're trying. And so I think it's tapping into the intuitive part now that is still from a place of self-love, but it's not trying to... Yeah, it's not trying to look a certain way each day, because I think we are different, and intuitively what we need on a Monday may be different than a Friday and is different on a Sunday.
And so when it comes to how that's impacting your mind, right? So when you take care of your body, your mind can flourish. Where is your mind at right now based on you taking care of your body in a gentler, intuitive care way?
I fucking love myself. I love myself, and my mind is flourishing because I feel like I'm clear-minded. I'm living in alignment. My mind is just like, this feels really good. And I think the mind is able to not be so clouded, not be so distracted, because it's like, we don't have all this noise in here. So I think it is totally self-love, and it is totally just able to soak up what actually is serving me. Mm-hmm. And everything else, it literally just isn't there in my mind. Like, no, you fucking love yourself. Don't even come in here like hatred at all.
Amazing.
It's all love. And I fucking love that feeling.
Yeah. Incredible. So one thing that you did mention that I want you to kind of take us through a little bit is body scan. So when you scan your, what does that look like?
How does our listener
who maybe doesn't, has never done a body scan or has never thought, oh my gosh, I need to check in with myself. How would they begin to do that process?
Yeah. So body scan is, I think, checking in with, where's my energy at today? Where's my hunger at today? How are my shoulders feeling today? How's my neck feeling today? And I mean, it's just recognizing all the way from head to toe, how do my hips feel today? Where's my digestion? Where's my stomach? Do I feel like I need to take a poop? Like, you're literally just going through each parts of the body from head to toe with hunger, energy, and cravings also being considered and saying, huh, this is kind of how I feel. And we're still going to have to do things that we don't feel like doing. But I think it's just tapping into, you know what, fresh air. Fresh air is really what I think I need right now. Okay, going out and doing the fresh air thing, right? And so it doesn't look the same every day. It doesn't have to always be like every single body part. But you'll get somewhere and you'll be like, oh, I really just feel like I feel like I don't want to eat for a couple of hours because my stomach is just feeling kind of off. And you're just kind of like tapping into that. You know what? I'm just going to drink some water, maybe have some tea. Okay, I feel like that's what my body needs right now. Versus feeling as though, oh, well, I always eat breakfast, so I should be eating breakfast right now. Right. And so I think it's intuition, but it's also like some days it's all the way from head to toe. And some days it's just, nope, this is for sure. Holy crap, I am feeling super tight. I just need to stretch my body. Or I'm feeling like so strong or like a lion, like you say. And I'm going to fucking get after it. And it's tapping into that. And like, yeah, I think, I know you work in the energy space. Like, you know when you wake up and you are like high vibe-y or you know how to change your state to get back to high vibe. Right? And so, yeah, I think it looks different day to day, but I think the best thing you can do is just tap into that intuition of like, this is what I need. And yeah, I think we ignore that. We try to follow a perfect plan or we try to like, we lose sight of what we actually may need. And sometimes that's just literally lying in the fucking bathtub.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And I think that that pulls on one of the things that I talk about with clients all the time is, we are our own expert. Nobody else is the expert on you. Right? And it comes back to that self-awareness piece and knowing who you are and pulling in kind of that informative piece that we talked about, like with astrology and really getting to know yourself so well that you do know what is right for you. So
trusting it.
Totally. And I think of, so Ange and I, one of the things that we did the other day was we actually had this delicious cereal that's like incredible in macros, but it tastes like freaking Fruit Loops, guys. I'll let Ange like tell you the details. But after that, we were like, oh, we should have some protein. And I just sat there and I was like, no, I'm not there yet. And you're like, why? I'm like, I definitely have to have a poop. And she's like, right now? I'm like, no, I'm not there. Right. And it was like, cool. And so Ange could eat her tuna and she could do her thing. But it wasn't like, I don't know, my body was a no in that moment. And I also, it seems small, but like had the courage to say, no, not for me, not right now. Right? Versus just being like, okay, just fucking eat the tuna. Like, this is what you guys do. You do tuna on rice cakes and you need protein with your breakfast. And it was just like, no, I will. Like, I'll get there when I'm hungry and when I'm ready for that. But I think that's the huge piece is having the courage to say, whoa, 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 no, I don't need to do that right now, or I must do this. Yeah. And I love that you've kind of tuned into that and your mind is flourishing because of it. So, amazing.
What about you? You were talking about how people occupy space and how that intersects with other people. So tell us. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I just think of like, so when it says when you take care of your body, your mind can flourish. But I think of we are not isolated bodies. We are always in relation to other people. Mm-hmm. And so our body occupies space with other bodies, right? Okay. And then it, in my brain, it goes right to the energy place, right? Where it's, so for example, when it comes to your own body and how you feel about it, how is that in relation to other people, right? Mm-hmm. And what other people bring that energy to you that makes you feel good in your body, in your mind, and really elevate you? And I think we...
So you're talking about the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
What you surround yourself with, and even just like your own body and space. So for example, one thing that I'm working on this year is really, honestly, sitting on the floor with my kids versus the couch or standing up, right? And so just like my body and space mm-hmm. is different in relation to their bodies when I sit, mm-hmm. right? And really thinking about the way that our bodies show up. So I've come to Ange's new house and it's so funny, the like cushions are up on the couch or whatever. We just sit on the floor. Mm-hmm. We want to be near the fireplace. We want to, right? And the body in space impacts the way your mind operates.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so. And I think what I'm hearing you say too is that sometimes taking care of your body and taking care of your mind is changing where your perspective is on where you're occupying space.
Yes, and really getting aware or conscious of your own body and space and the other bodies who fill that space, uh-huh. right? So for example, thinking of your partner. Are you and your partner close? Maybe, maybe not. Is there a physical distance? Mm-hmm. Right? Like I think of, so one of the, again, one of the goals that Cam and I have is like, when we sit on the couch, like 10 years ago, we'd be like on top of each other and not like having sex necessarily, but like snuggling. Yes. You want to physically occupy with your body space next to their body. Mm-hmm. Whereas now it's like he sits at one end and I sit at the other and he's on his phone and I'm watching a show or I'm on my computer and he's on, right? Like think about your body in that space. It kind of fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. Of course, the outcome probably isn't going to be us going to bed and being intimate. Because mm-hmm. we've just disconnected our bodies from each other. Whereas, even if we're just watching a show, like literally if we're turning our brain off and we're watching like Lost in Space is one of the mm-hmm. shows we're watching right now, right? If we're sitting there watching Lost in Space, which is kind of funny in relation to this because we're talking about bodies in space. Sorry. A little funny there. But we're such more likely to connect in a sexual capacity if we are near each other prior to that. Mm-hmm. Right? And I think of even friendships. Like when Ange and I sit together, often like one of us has our hand on the other person's knee or like your body is draped on the other person looking over their shoulder when, right? Like this, yes. Just your body is connecting to another body and there is a mind connection that happens there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? And I mean, you probably understand it because you do hands-on healing.
Boop, 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 boop.
Do you know what I mean?
I work with the body to change the mind. What? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously an exchange of energy that's happening.
Yeah.
When you have your hands that are touching or you're exchanging that energy there. So what's happening?
And so the way that what I do is, yeah, so it's Reiki, but laying on of hands, we actually are meant to touch other people. That's part of our innate humanness. It's how we heal. It's how we connect. And what I work on in the body is actually releasing, sometimes it's physical pain, sometimes it's emotional pain or trauma, and sometimes it's deepening a spiritual connection. Everybody kind of shows up with their own crap. And it does. It stores itself in the body. Mm-hmm. And when it stores in the body for too long, we experience ailments and possibly and potentially eventually disease, right? And so when we carry things that aren't serving us, we our body likes, well, it doesn't like to, but it does. It holds on to that until we've processed or released it. And so what Reiki does is it helps to, well, it does, it releases the things in our life that are not serving us that we are ready to let go of. And it's not always a known thing. It's not like I'm a psychic person. There are lots of cool downloads that come through, but it's not as though I know the depth of the trauma that you're holding that make you constipated all the time. That there's this tightness in your belly and your bowels that is just like, literally you're holding on for dear life, mm-hmm. right? You're not able to let go of the things in your life, holding grudges or whatever. And I don't need to know like the actual trauma. I don't need to dig into the details. I don't need to, but I know it needs to let go. Right. And that's what Reiki does is we don't have to get into the nitty gritty of it. Kind of the way that talk therapy would, right. Where it's like, tell me every detail you remember and let's bring that all to the surface. And all of that can be a good thing too. I'm not saying that doesn't work. It certainly works for a lot of people. The blessing with Reiki is that you don't have to know all the details to let something go. And so we release the stored energy in the body that is not serving you, and we channel in more life force energy, which is bringing you back into balance, increasing that energy level, and getting you so that you feel more in alignment. And the way that I describe it is bliss. So that regardless of what's happening outside of you externally, in your environment, in your life, everything, you're coming at it from a steady and blissful place versus a place of stress, anxiety, because those are things we know inhabit the body, right? When you feel, and that's the beautiful connection that I see between the body and the mind is our body, or sorry, when we feel a feeling, right? It's called a feeling because we feel it. Mm-hmm. We're not thinking it, we're feeling it. So anxiety, when our body tells us we're anxious, it's because our body is doing a thing. There's a physiological response. It's not just something in our brain that's going, hey, I feel anxious. It's like, no, your palms are sweaty. Your heart is picking up its pace. You feel nervous. You want to run. You want to hide. You want to fight, whatever that is, right? And I think that shows us right there that our body and our mind, they're not one and the same, but they're deeply, deeply connected. And so that piece between taking care of your body, your mind can flourish. We have to take care of both because they impact the other instantaneously, mm-hmm. right? When you think an anxious thought, your body responds in those physiological ways. And there are times when our body responds in a physiological way and we actually link it to an emotion, right? So for example, one of the things that a healer has told me that I didn't realize, oh my gosh, for so long, she said to me, I said, I'm anxious all the time. And she said, okay, no, you're not. I'm like, what? Like, you're just like telling me my whole life is a lie. And she said, no, no, no. She said, but a lot of people who are intuitive, when you're getting downloads, one of the ways that it actually shows up in the body is almost identical to feeling anxious.
Okay.
I'm like, oh my God, right? So my body was feeling a thing and it felt so close to anxiety that I told myself, this is anxiety. So my body created a response and it turned it into a thought. Mm-hmm. Right? So we often think of like the thought creates the feeling. The feeling can also create the thought. Mm-hmm. And so once I started to honor and own and step into that intuitive place, it's like, oh, now I can feel the difference between the two, right? Mm-hmm. I know what anxiety feels like and I know what intuition and those downloads can feel like. But at the time, I didn't have that self-awareness to be able to kind of see the small subtleties between the two. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. I even think too, if we think about moving the body and moving energy around, think about how many people say like, I just feel so much better after I exercise. Mm-hmm. I feel so much better after I do this thing. And why does our mind feel that from an energetic standpoint? Do you know what I mean? Like, why does the mind after, like...
Why?
Why?
It's a sense of mastery. And so it's the same... Part of it is a sense of mastery, where it's like, I just did that, and it was good for me. I'm just more so thinking
from an energetic standpoint. Why does your mind go, I feel so much better? I don't think it's a mastery thing. I think it's a, like, energetically, when you've moved things around in your body through movement. Your mind goes, I feel so fucking good. And
because they're interconnected. Energetically, they are your mind, and this is going to sound strange, but your mind is your body. And your body is your mind. They are the same. Right?
Okay.
And so when you move your body, your mind is connected to that, right? Like, your brain is a part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you move your body, your brain is impacted. And I think the other piece to that is, when it comes to exercising, for many people, it's when they become present. What do you think about when you're exercising? Do you think about your grocery list?
Sometimes, but normally not during sets. They're not during the actual...
When you're lifting 205 pounds...
It's in between sets.
What are you thinking about?
It's in between sets. Yeah, I don't know. Because remember we talked about this, and you were like, I feel like exercise. You were talking about exercise. You were like, exercise is meditation for you. Because I'm like, I get millions of fucking downloads in between sets. And I'm like, I need to write this in my phone. My brain is like on fire. And it's not when it's happening. But it's like, I finish a set, a really heavy set. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to write this in my phone. Or I need to do this thing. And I get this download. It's like... something that's happening, but you're right that, like, when it's actually happening, the only thing you're doing is, like, being totally present.
Yeah.
But something's happening.
It creates a clarity. I get the same when I'm running, or if I'm going for, like, a fast-paced walk, that's, I get a lot of downloads in that time because I'm not distracted,
mm-hmm.
because I'm present, and because that mind-body connection is, there is a deep connection, and it's funny because one of the things that I have said to Ange was, I knew that I could not go next level in my life at the body that I was at, if that makes sense. Like,
yes.
I had to be the best physical version as well as the best mental, spiritual, emotional version. I couldn't leave that piece out,
mm-hmm.
because it's literally intertwined. So
yes.
You can't be at your best self if your physical body isn't being taken care of. And I'm not talking like you don't have to crush it. You don't have to have abs. You don't have to, but you need to be able to move your body and love your body exactly as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that physical piece is a mental piece.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
The other thing that I did touch on that I want to, like, dive in just a teeny tiny bit on is, like, that sex piece.
Okay,
when I think of goals, and I think of being at the end of January, and I hope everybody who's listening to this is hoping and wanting more sex in their life too. But
more and better.
More and better. Absolutely.
Higher quality.
Yes.
More connected.
Yes.
More in alignment with, like, how you want it to feel.
Yes. And I think of, so I told you guys on one of our last episodes was my word of the year came to me after
Being intimate.
Yeah. And right. I think of the body again in relation to somebody else's body and that physical release and then the space and clarity of the mind that can come with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about that physical experience. That's your body connecting to another person's body. And then the afterglow, that clarity, that, like, quiet,
mm-hmm.
it just kind of, like, shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's another direct example of how our body impacts our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And just she's percolating over here. What? I see the eyeballs going.
There's a thing they call for guys post nut clarity. I think is what it's called. It's like after they come and after they orgasm, they fucking have. I don't know. I think that's what it's called. I think it's called post-nut clarity.
I have never heard of this. Tell us more.
No, the Color Daddy podcast, they talked about it. And, like, there's never a better moment when you're having a conversation with a guy. If you're wanting, like, their clear, non-clouded, like, judgment is after in that very moment, like, they will see things more clear than they ever have.
That makes
right after that. And then what?
Total sense. Just from like a biology standpoint, men are like physiologically, they are here to propagate their seed. Like mm-hmm. to just like, so as soon as you've done that, you're no longer like, I have to go propagate my seed. You've just done that. So all of a sudden you're not like on this mission to go like, spread more of your seed, you're in this place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But is it the same for women? I'm just curious. It's more of a like, because then for women, I feel like women can also like have multiple orgasms and like keep going, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's a little bit different for us. I mean, we're gonna have to do some research and dive into that piece. But yeah, I'm just curious. But the other thing I think about with the sex piece mm-hmm. is I think the taking care of your mind and your body with that is like advocating for what you want sex to look like, mm-hmm. advocating what you need to feel confident in your skin. You were talking about how you and your partner have been sitting closer on the couch and how that part has been helpful for you. So would you say there's anything else that you're doing from a sex standpoint that you feel like is connecting the two of you or allowing that your sex life is improving, Ashley?
Good question. I would say the biggest thing for us is, again, knowing what our goals are, I guess, is part of that, where it's like, if we want to be having more sex, okay, great. What's the do part of that? That means, okay, we sit on the couch, we snuggle, we watch one episode, not four, right? You need to be getting to bed in a time that you're not so freaking exhausted mm-hmm. that you just don't even, that neither of you want to. You're just like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Let's just go to sleep. It's 12:30 mm-hmm. kind of thing, right? So being really conscious, I think, is a big piece and being on the same page. We both know this is like a couple's goal. This is something we want to make a priority. The other thing that I think has been really instrumental is by knowing that's a goal of ours, sometimes you have to get fucking creative. Right? Versus just being like, okay, we've been married for almost 8 years. We've been together 13 years. We've got 3 kids. Sometimes kids end up in our bed. Sex. What is that thing? Right? It feels so like sometimes off in the distance. Well, you know what? Your kids all have baths at the same time. Moment of opportunity, right? We have a downstairs basement that you can lock doors to. Kids will be fine for 10 minutes, right? Like getting spontaneous, creative, and that comes with, we're both on the same page. We both want more of this. Okay. Here's a window. I'm feeling it. You're feeling it.
And you picked the word openness. So I think what I'm hearing you say is even embracing that. Cause like,
yes.
It's so easy as the mom to be like, not open. The husband comes in and he's like, oh, I want you. And it's so easy to not be open, mm-hmm. to just be like closed to the idea, to immediately reject it, to be like, nah, not now. But yeah. You being open is like, okay, I'm open. Okay. Yes. Right. And I think that's amazing that A, you chose that as your theme, but I think there has to be such a powerful intention behind being open, for that to happen.
And that I would say is a key piece for sure, because there are times it's funny because I don't know what it is, but it's in it's the kitchen. Anytime I'm like at the sink or I'm at the stove, or he's just like, I don't know if it's that my hands are busy and I can't like swat him, but he just like wants to be like all over me. And I'm like, dude, like, look around you, read the room kind of thing, right? And so knowing the openness is my thing, instead of like pulling back from that, instead just like leaning into it, right? And just like, okay, we're not obviously having sex on the counter because the kids are like right here. But you know what? You can stroke my back, or I can kiss you, or right? Like, we can have an intimate moment without it being that far place of like raw and dirty and raunchy. It can be like a cute, sweet moment. And I think that openness piece, knowing that there are times when I'm like, I like push it and I'm like, no, girl, you gotta lean in, right? And I think I am retraining and relearning that piece for me, because it is a big goal of mine that my natural tendency to like push away and finish cooking the noodles, right, is like, no, this is your goal, lean back in kind of thing. So I think there's a piece there, because I think one of the things that as you get into a long-term relationship, there does come a point where if you want the things that happened at the beginning of your relationship, you have to put in some work. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want, it naturally happened at the beginning. Of course it did. It was new. It was fresh. It was like all of those wonderful.
Plus you're younger, right? Yes. Too. It's like you're young. There's no kids. It's like all of that, right?
And I think there's a big piece of at the beginning, there's a lot of unknown, mm-hmm. right? Everything between Cam and I right now, it's known, mm-hmm. right? Like, I know.
Generally known. Yes.
Generally known. Yeah, it's like when he rubs my back in one spot, I'm like, oh, he wants to get laid. Right? Like, I know those things. Whereas at the beginning, it's like, oh, like that tickle feels good. Or like you there's an unknown piece. There's an excitement that comes with that newness. And so I think getting very aware that if that is a goal of yours, you have to create that excitement.
Yes.
And the way that you do that is totally up to you. But I think that's a big piece of it, because we lean into the duty piece versus the pleasure piece, because there's so many things to do. There's so much to get done. There's so much to clean. There's so much laundry. There's so much stuff that you could do otherwise, that you're like, oh, it would just feel good to have all these dishes done. Right. Well, it would also feel good to connect with your partner, and you should prioritize that over the dishes probably, because the dishes will always be there. Right. And so I think that is one of the huge pieces of my year this year. So you guys are going to be hearing a lot about sex this year.
Totally. But I love that you've put the intention towards it and you're like, this is what we're working on, because I think with everything, things don't just happen and just fall into your lap and then all of a sudden you're back to pleasure town. It requires intention. It requires work. And I love that you're saying, okay, no, this is the life I want to create, and I know that I'm going to have to put in some effort. So thanks for sharing the tools that you've been doing. That's fantastic, girlie.
Yeah. It comes back to the inspired action piece, right? Yes. Where it's like, okay, I want to have a better sex life. I want to have like mind-blowing frequent sex with my partner, and then just like waiting for that to happen. It's like, okay, well, what are you going to do about it? Yeah. Right. And so
it sounds like communication was a key part for that. You guys getting on the same page
totally with
that. Yeah. And honestly, I think from a conversation standpoint, the communication I think needs to happen, not in the bedroom, in the middle of the moment, saying, oh, hey, like, we should do this thing. Sometimes it happens afterwards, but I think it's like when you're sitting on the couch prior to even doing that. Hey, you know what? This year, I want to do more of that. And you're having those conversations. Okay, what do we want that to look like? What do we want that to feel like?
Yes.
And you're not trying to do that in those vulnerable moments of like having your clothes off. You're having like the same way you would set a goal of like what you want to accomplish with your wealth or your health. You're having it outside of there where you're both not being clouded by the vulnerability that maybe exists when you're in the bedroom. You're like, I kind of want to try this thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. And I think after you have sex or after you're intimate, it can be like, oh, we should do that more often. But you're not actually creating a goal around that. Like, that's not the time to be like, okay, let's get specific.
What's our game? What's our game plan?
Right?
Yes.
And I think for Cam, even just knowing like, okay, Ashley is going to, her word is openness, and she wants to lean more into those things. So when I'm like, oh, let's watch one more show, he's like, no, babe, let's turn it off. Let's go to bed. It's like, oh, right? Like, we're both in that same spot versus being like, yeah, let's watch another show. We kind of, it's almost like an accountability back and forth where it's like, when I want to drop the ball, he's the one going, no, 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 no. And when he wants to kind of drop the ball, I'm like, no, 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 no. Like, we push totally. Each other into that more and more, which I think is
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Amazing, amazing girl. Well, I love that you shared those intentions with us. This card was a fun idea. Ooh. We're excited to dive into more of those as things show up and as we dive into the upcoming episodes. But other than that, we just got our big manifestation course running this weekend that we're so amped up about. And just super pumped to see the women that come out to the course and help them really manifest the life that they want.
Yes. And I think the power behind that energy piece and the taking care of your body, your mind, that's going to, we've pulled in so many pieces that kind of bring those two together. So yay.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will keep you guys posted on how that rolls out. And if you want to be in on the next one, we will give you the details for that too.
All right. Sounds good, guys. We'll see you next week. Ciao.
Bye.